Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I tell you that Tony Courthouse, he's an impressive guy. You know, sticking with it 10, 11 years before he won his first championship. And it's kind of like you crack the egg, right? Because he's won two or three now since he won the first one.
Yep.
And you just got to get there. And I'm sure it's a confidence level.
Well, he's a ton of fun, too.
Yeah.
Watching him grow and watching his store grow. Because I remember when he told me he was going to do it, I'm like, wow. And you know, fortunately, he could afford to do it because his wife has a really great job, so he didn't need to pull a bunch of money out of the business. That's a big deal. Just like these brewers that we're on. I mean, you have to be able to manage your money to grow a new business. It's just going to take it.
The business,
it's not easy.
The business gets paid first.
Yes.
Every time.
Yes.
Every time.
And your employees.
Right.
So, Turkey Day is coming. I thought we should talk a little bit of turkey.
Yeah. Why not?
So, what do you like better, grill or smoker?
You know, I enjoy smoking the turkey, but I have a problem, and I'm going to ask you to help me solve it. And maybe it's a combination of the grill and the smoker that I need to do to solve this. But I enjoy the smoky flavor light with fruit wood, right? I'm an apple guy usually. Throw some apple on the smoker.
You are an apple guy.
Right. But my question is that I've not had great luck getting the skin crispy on a smoked turkey before it's done. And I don't know if it's the temperature that I'm smoking it at, because I'm at like 225 is where I try to keep it. And, you know, I run it up to 165 degrees in that thigh joint or deep in the breast. And I want to make sure that that's done, because the worst thing you can do is cut that and you have the little bloody by the bone.
Don't
right?
you hate that?
Yeah.
I mean, especially just, if your guests are sitting.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, exactly. Oh, yeah. I probed it 18 times.
Yeah. So, but the skin, unlike an oven where you're doing it at 350, right? The skin gets crispy on it and gets that golden brown. Mm-hmm. I've not had such great luck with that on the smoker.
Are you doing it breast up or breast down?
Up is what I'm doing. Up.
All right. Now, it kind of kills the presentation slightly, but I would recommend breast down.
Okay.
Because the breast wants to dry out.
Yeah.
So you don't want that at the hottest part of the smoker. You want that to go a little slower than the rest. The thighs and the wings and the joints are going to be the ones that you have to work on the most to get to your temperature, right? So you got to protect the breasts. And you will, I mean, depending on how you're suspending it, you can find something that'll cradle it so that you don't have grill marks on it if that bothers you.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I don't really care as much about the grill marks as I do perfect meat. And the grill marks are kind of a sign of satisfaction to me. But
right.
I understand my wife likes to do it in the oven. She wants that perfect bird.
Golden brown
which
bird.
Really doesn't make any sense, because I carve it before it even hits the table.
Yeah, and before anybody
so
saw it.
So it doesn't matter.
Right. She gets a peek at it for about a minute. And
yeah.
Then it's, yeah.
Yeah. So you got to pick your priorities. Do you want perfect meat or you want a perfect presentation? You
right.
can't really have both, to be honest with you, because you have so many, like Tony said about that butt muscle, the pork shoulder. You have so many different muscles and things going on in there that they are literally different types of meat.
The turkey,
like a
yeah.
turtle yep. has seven. Well, a pork shoulder has three, and a turkey has three. So you're or maybe four. So you're dealing with how far are they in on the animal, whether mm-hmm. or not you stuffed it, and I would never stuff it for a smoke.
Nope, I agree. That's a great tip right there. Is cook your. Dressing on the outside of the bird if you're going to smoke it, because what it's going to do is it's going to take so long to get that core of that stuffing hot enough that the outside's going to dry out.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're talking turkey right now because that's going to be coming at us.
Right.
And we all love Turkey Day. We love Thanksgiving, everything it represents. And sometimes, if you're lucky, or maybe a bachelor, you get to do the turkey on the grill.
Right.
Otherwise, like in my house, my wife takes over the proteins on Thanksgiving and wants me nowhere near. And I'm totally cool just watching the Lions play.
Sure.
That's a very good day for me.
Yeah.
When the good china comes out, Barbecue Bob takes a vacation. I don't even have to wash them because I'll break
them. That's a bellwether indicator right there, brother.
Right there. So there's another cool way to do it. There is. Now, let's say you've got a Kamado cooker. And you do. You've got an extra large big green egg.
Right.
You might want to do your turkey on that.
So tell me how to do it.
Well, so what I would do is have a great big round casserole bowl of some sort, casserole plate, and I'd put my stuffing in the bottom, and I would lay my turkey on top.
In the center of it, kind of a ring around the turkey.
And I would smoke the turkey disassembled, spatchcock it, cut it into pieces, and I would disassemble it and cook all those at different times. Now, what I'm going to probably do is I'm going to take those thighs, and I'm going to pre-cook them about a half hour more than the rest of the stuff because they're going to take some time.
Okay. Even the breast?
The breast is going to cook faster.
Okay.
Believe it or not.
Okay.
It's so lean. There's nothing to come out of it. So then I'm going to pre-cook those thighs, not the wings, pre-cook the thighs a half an hour.
On the smoker?
Yep.
Yep.
And then I'm going to put all that meat on top of the stuffing, and I'm going to throw it back in the smoker. Now, you could go so far as to say, don't even throw any flavor wood on there. Kind of like my theory on salmon, sometimes people just don't want a lot of smoke. If it's a tender meat, you don't need a whole lot of smoke.
Well,
if you have a good charcoal, you and I use Parker,
right.
You know, it's a wonderful charcoal, so the flavor is so good. You don't really need anything else. And that way, if people are not big smoke fans, you didn't just totally ruin all the protein for the entire family.
Right. Didn't offend
anybody.
But I
can tell you, I do three turkeys at Christmas when we have Maureen's family over. And two of them are on the smoker. One is in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
The leftover turkey is from the oven.
So that's a grilling guy's pride showing through right there, man.
Well, it's a shocker.
Right.
Because I would have thought, well, most people don't want it smoked. Wrong. Most people do want it smoked.
Right.
So Julia Childs came up with that method. It's not my method on the stuffing, and she's pretty awesome on turkey. So
Julia! I'm not a Julia. Yes, I'm not a expert on stuffing at all. But is it a little bit more of a wet mix that you're going to put on there?
Very.
Yeah, that's what I thought, maybe.
Stuffing is always wet, and that's a trick. I'm not either. My wife's really good at stuffing. She's done a million different ways, but it is kind of wet, so it adds moisture to the turkey as you smoke it.
Right.
So you want to get your skin crispy. That's how we actually started off this.
Right.
If you want to get your skin crispy, what are you doing to that skin before you put it in the smoker?
Well, I'm usually rubbing a little Old World Olive Company oil on it, and then maybe some the aromatic herbs that are on there for the outside. Little sea salt.
You need a lot of sea salt.
And that'll crisp it up.
Yes.
Okay, because I've not been doing that.
Yep.
Okay, well, very good. Yeah, salt,
and
that
makes
sense.
And then your temperature. So you don't want to smoke at a real high temperature. You're not smoking, you're baking.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So go about 275. You're still getting some smoke. And then maybe flash the thing for 15 minutes if you can run the temp up, or throw it in the oven at about 500 degrees and just run it up and crisp up that skin. It'll crisp up in no time.
Well, you could do that, because with the green egg, if I open the chamber down below and take the cap off, that thing will heat in a hurry.
Yeah.
I mean,
so just do that. So you'll just crisp everything up, and if you've got it on top of that stuffing, you'll have one bitchin' presentation.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Thank you. That looks like that could be the way we're going to go with this thing. But you're saying quarter it out, take the leg quarters off.
Exactly.
And the breast,
pre-cook
and the wings.
Pre-cook the thighs.
Right. Because
they're going to be slow.
Okay. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you
so
have
So you're kind of spatchcocking a turkey, basically.
Right. And those of you that don't know what we're talking about with spatchcock, you kind of take the backbone out of the bird and splay it out. But Bob took it one step further there. Is actually, we're going to cut off the leg quarters, put them on there, give them a little extra love, and then put it all back together and let it cook on the
smoker.
And those
trimmings, as you're taking them apart, you can take that backbone and your organs and all that stuff, the neck, and you can boil all that down for stock for your gravy.
Yeah, fabulous.
Because on the smoker, you're not going to get grease.
Yeah, fabulous. Well, coming up next, we're going to do a little bit of wrap-up of this deal. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back. Yeah.